אנגלית שאלון וב, מודיול F, גרסה א', חורף תשע"א, 2011. הוראות מיוחדות. 1. עליך לכתוב את כל תשובותיך בגוף השאלון במקומות המיועדים לכך. 2. כתוב את כל תשובותיך באנגלית ובעת בלבד. אסור להשתמש בטיפקס. 3. בתום הבחינה, החזר את השאלון למשגיח. ההנחיות בשאלון זה מנוסחות בלשון זכר ומכוונות לנבחנות ולנבחנים כאחד.
Part 1. Access to information from written text. Read the book review below and then answer questions 1 to 8. Rooms with clues. Have you ever wondered what people can learn about you from your CD collection? Or perhaps you would like to be able to gain an understanding of your colleague's personality just by glancing at his desk. According to psychology professor Sam Gosling, such a rapid assessment is possible. In his delightful book, Snoop, Gosling shows how much you can learn about people from their living and working spaces. The standard procedure for assessing people's personality involves asking them to fill in a long and boring questionnaire. However, Gosling explains that you can get an accurate picture of personality simply by snooping, keeping your eyes open for clues in the places where people live or work. His assertion is based on dozens of different studies in which he examined the personal spaces of the participants, identified their personality types by means of the standard written test, and then looked for connections between the two. Snoop presents the results of his research, showing how personality is reflected in one's personal environment. In one study, Gosling's team looked at the bedrooms of college students and rated various features. How clean was the room? How well lit was it? How many photographs were on display? When these observations were compared with the results of the standard personality test, some of the findings came as a surprise. For example, the researchers expected highly creative students to have books covering every inch of space, and friendly ones to paint their rooms in warm colors. They found, however, that the variety of reading material, not the quantity, is the real sign of a creative personality, and that friendliness is indicated by the comfort of the furniture rather than by the color of the walls. But, warns Gosling, snooping is not always so straightforward, since people sometimes attempt to present themselves as different from who they really are. This means a snooper must always try to find telltale signs of true personality, like a dying plant in the corner or papers shoved hurriedly under the bed. Snoop is one of many books on the market that popularize scientific research. But unlike other popular books on behavior, Snoop does not refer to brain function at all. Instead, it adopts a social point of view, focusing on how individuals behave in the real world. And even if you don't make practical use of Gosling's suggestions, Snoop is a marvelous read because it offers a fresh perspective on a topic all of us find endlessly fascinating, ourselves. Questions. Answer questions 1 to 8 in English, according to the book review. In questions 1, 2, 4, and 7, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions. 1. What does the reviewer explain in lines 1 to 5? 1. What people's rooms show about their personalities. 2. Why psychologists are interested in personality. 3. How Gosling used readers' questions. 4. What Gosling's book is about. 2. In lines 6 to 13, the reviewer presents two ways of assessing personality. What information are we given about both? 1. What research has been done on them? 2. What method each one of them uses? 3. What disadvantages each one has? 4. What personality types each one identifies? 3. What conclusion did Gosling reach following his research? Base your answer on lines 6 to 13. 4. The questions in lines 15 and 16 are given as examples of questions which, 1. Are commonly used in personality test. 2. Students find hard to answer. 3. Were used in Gosling's study. 4. Students were asked by Gosling's team. 5. What were Gosling's findings regarding warm wall colors? Lines 14 to 25. Complete the sentence. These colors, 6. Complete the sentence according to lines 14 to 25. Shoving papers hurriedly under the bed is one way that people might try to, 7. Why does the reviewer mention brain function? Lines 26 to 31. 1. To explain how the brain affects personality. 2. To show that Snoop is different from other books on behavior. 3. To show that Gosling's findings were proven scientifically. 4. To explain why books on behavior are popular. 8. Complete the sentence. In lines 26 to 31, the reviewer explains why people, Part 2, Written Presentation. Write 120 to 140 words in English on the following topic. 9. Your school newspaper has asked readers to write on the following topic. If you could take a course in a subject that you have never had the opportunity to study, what would you choose? Write a passage for the newspaper describing what you would like to learn and how you think it would affect your life. Use this page and the next, numbers 5 and 6, for writing a rough draft.
בהצלחה.